What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Focus Show the Chief of Police for the great city of Detroit, Chief Todd Bettison. Chief, nice to catch up with you. How are you, sir?
I feel great, Paul. Always a great day when I can be on your show, sir.
Well, very kind of you to say. We feel the same way about you. You are doing so many things to connect the community, basically to City Hall, meaning you're like bringing City Hall right to the people in their own neighborhood.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, my walk of mile Wednesday, I'll be over northeast Detroit at 2001 Webster Street, the Dove Academy, where we'll kick off at 5:30. I'm going to have a DJ. I'm going to have free food. I'm going to have resources for just the neighbors, and I'm going to get Detroit moving. My police officers, I'm going to have the marching band from have a school marching band there, and we're going to march throughout the neighborhood, and I'm going to stop and engage neighbors on their front porches.
Oh, that is spectacular. I think starting at Renaissance High School, the parking lot took on a block party feel. This is your second or third Walk a Mile Wednesdays, this one in Northeast Detroit, as you mentioned. And in your own words, Chief Todd Bettison, violent crime is going down, but we're also concerned about the quality of life, and we want you to be able to reach out and touch us. I don't want to be the chief that just sits in the office. And I just a little while ago spoke to Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard about some other issues, and we talked about you, and he's thrilled with you and the way that you guys can work together so well.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bouchard, it's amazing. And just the connection between Wayne County, Oakland County, the city of Detroit, the suburbs, you know, I'll reach out and phone a friend. And so when we have big, large events, when the Pistons are, you know, in the playoffs and when the Lions are down at Ford Field and, you know, everybody, regardless of your city, everybody is a Detroiter coming down to enjoy the games, the common goal that we have is to keep everyone safe. And so I reached out to Sheriff Bouchard and said, hey, man, why don't you send me a couple of those sheriff deputies from Oakland County? And he did. He sent me 25 of them. And he actually came downtown Detroit in uniform and was walking around Ford Field. How do you like that?
Well, God bless him and God bless you. I'll tell you, you guys are facing things we never really thought about, or at least we lay people didn't think about. You guys were probably ready, but you've stepped up patrols following the shooting of a teenager downtown Detroit during one of those so-called teen takeovers. What the heck is going on? And in fact, front page of the Detroit News today, teen violence challenges Detroit. Mass brawl, shooting crimes, month after city unveils safety plan. This is like crazy what's happening with these kids. I know you have a plan. I know the city plans to invest in youth.
Absolutely. This is a national trend. And so for a lot of folks in the Metro Detroit area, kind of caught them off guard. So I've been tracking this for a while. But if you Google or look at teen takeovers, you know, they've had issues in Washington, D.C., Chicago, Philadelphia, Memphis. It's a trend. They're seeing it on Instagram. It's on that algorithm. And so now it started to pop up here in the city of Detroit. But I tell you one thing, you know, we're going to work on finding activities for our teens to do. And the vast majority of teens that did come downtown, they were peaceful. They just wanted to see what was happening, be a part of the excitement. But it was 1-2% that had nefarious, violent intent. And we are addressing those, and we have an excellent police department that identifies individuals like that. I'm going to hold everybody accountable that commits crime, creates a disorderly environment. And for the individual that shot that 14-year-old, he's 17, and now he's facing a whole host of charges because we caught him within 45 minutes of him committing that act. So the message is, if you come downtown, city of Detroit, and you're committing violent acts, and you're creating an environment that disturbs the peace, you're going to be detained. You'll be arrested. You will be issued ordinance violations. And if you're a juvenile, I'm going after your parents, too. They're going to be accountable as well.
Bad behavior will not be tolerated, and those that cause it will be held accountable, period.
Period. Absolutely.
Now, when the downtown area, and we were late to this because you're right, these teen takeovers, which kind of was a head-scratcher initially, happening all over the country. But to have 60 kids come downtown, not everyone was looking for trouble, but to have 60 kids coming downtown, this is a product of our media now, our social media, our online communication. This never would have happened this way without social media. At least that's my best opinion.
RW, so right. You know, with the pop-ups and, you know, an individual can put out a flyer and can communicate that to thousands of people. And, you know, you could have a large gathering very quickly. But like I said, we're ready. I got a real-time crime center. I have folks monitoring social media. They're scrubbing social media. And I have officers that are deployed. Some things I can talk about, other things I can't talk about. But guess what? We'll be ready, and we're going to ensure that we maintain a safe downtown and a safe neighborhood, because it's not just downtown. We've had pop-ups at various parks, and it's a suburban problem as well. The teens have popped up in Livonia, the urban air, and other places. And so anytime you have large groups of teenagers that are unsupervised, that's the thing. When they're unsupervised, at that point, they can become mischievous and create a dangerous environment for themselves. So my message to parents, have a conversation, because this is not just a Detroit problem. We have teenagers coming from Bloomfield Hills, Farmington Hills. It may be your teenager. Have a conversation with them and say, are you aware of a teen takeover? Or do you plan on going? And stop them from going. Because all of our kids are curious, and they want to be where the excitement and where the action is. But in large groups, when they're unsupervised, it becomes problematic.
Well, it does. And you've made the point that parents in some of these circumstances and cases are going to be held accountable. They're going to be responsible for their kids. And Prosecutor Worthy just told us recently, and I saw her say it on television too, that, you know, unfortunately, when the summer comes, when it heats up and it's dark, we can have more trouble with kids. But I know you're ready for that, Chief.
Absolutely. Like I said, Saturday night, I detained 60 kids. And when their parents came to pick them up, you know, they were issued parental responsibility tickets. And now they have to go to 36th District Court before Chief Judge McConico. And he's personally hearing all of those cases. He's holding the parents accountable. And if the parents don't show, they'll be issued a bench warrant for their arrest. So pretty soon you'll see me arresting parents.
Wow. Well, Chief, you've reminded us there's a 10 p.m. curfew for everyone 15 and under. That curfew extends to 11 p.m. for 16 and 17-year-olds. And Detroit police are going to continue to enforce those curfews, as well you should, and you're going to.
Absolutely.
Anything else we need to know, Chief, before we let you go back to work?
You know, I would just say that the vast majority of our teens are good kids, and I just want to stress that it's only a few that really cause the problems, and with adults as well. And so I got some children like adults, too, and when they come down with misbehavior, it's not just limited to teens. I'm gonna take care of them as well. So I want to create a safe environment for everybody to enjoy our beautiful downtown, Paul W., and that's what we do, and we're going to continue doing that.
Well, God bless you with tomorrow's Walk a Mile Wednesday, yet another one in Northeast Detroit, connecting the community to City Hall. They come right to you in your neighborhoods, and we appreciate that kind of very successful policing that you've headed up. Detroit Chief of Police Todd Bettison, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul W.
Any way, any time that we can help you, please don't hesitate. We continue in Focus on WJR.